Hello there, my name's Neil David and I'm the host of Eurograps Express, the podcast exclusively dedicated to the wrestling of Europe. If it's wrestling and it happens in Europe and it's good, we talk about it. Whether it's RevPro, Progress, WXW, Passion Pro, Pro Wrestling Chaos, Pro Wrestling North, we don't care, we talk about them all. If it's good and it's exciting, I want to share it with you. We're on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Check us out on the feed. Check us out on Twitter at EurograpsEXP. And join us for chat about European wrestling and a little bit of chat about cheese. Hopefully see you there.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com, and now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
From a rain-soaked College Station, Texas, this is Flagship Plus, your supplemental flagship. As the thunder rolls behind me, I've been waiting about an hour for these thunderstorms to subside to start this show. So it is ridiculously late, or early, depending on your perspective. It is so late as I start this show that Rich Kraich, that psychopath, will probably be waking up soon. That's how late I'm recording this show. Coming up, reviews of Rampage and Collision from this weekend. Because you guys demand it. You demand it, we give it to you. It only took a year to give it to you. Listen, we're very hard to get. We're not easy. But you're getting your Rampage and Collision reviews. Also, we will talk about changes, massive changes, huge changes in all three of the major promotions in Japan. Two for cards that are happening right now as we speak. And some changes to the Champion Carnival as well. Injuries, people returning from injury, wreaking havoc on lineups in Japan, things that we talked about just this very week on the flagship, changing on the fly on shows that will probably be over by the time the vast majority of you hear this audio. We'll discuss those changes nonetheless. And if there's time at the end of the show, and who am I kidding? There will be time. I've got no restrictions here. I can go as long as I want. I'm all night Lanza. And I can go all night. I've been known to go all night. At the end of the show, we'll do a little Kurt Angle talk. If you're still one of the fools on the X app, Twitter, you'll know that Kurt Angle was a big topic of conversation cutting across many different corners of wrestling Twitter this weekend. In fact, you know what? Fuck it. Let's rip up the format sheet. Let's open with that Kurt Angle discussion. Dave Meltzer catching it from the WWE Freakazoid contingent for having never given Kurt Angle, having never doled out a Kurt Angle five-star match. With the idea being that Dave Meltzer doesn't respect the career of Kurt Angle, underrates him, this and that, with the premise being if he never gave him a five-star match, then he must not think he's an all-time great wrestler and all of this. A preposterous argument for a couple of different reasons. One reason is Dave Meltzer used to be far stingier with his five-star matches. His explanation is that as time moves forward, pro wrestling gets better. And now he seemingly gives out 5 and even 6-star matches, you know, several times a month. I mean, you just look at 2024 and he has given out 5 stars or better 4 times in January, 2 times in February, and 2 times in March. That's just this year. That's 8 matches, 5 stars or better from Dave Meltzer. And 4 of those matches actually are over 5 stars, with a 6-star match from Michael Oku versus Willow Spray from February 18th. Just as a point of comparison, for the entire decade of the 2000s, 2000 to 2009, Dave Meltzer handed out 7 5-star ratings for the entire decade. He has nearly matched that this year. And as I record this, it is March 17th. So, you know, and I can give you other comparisons and statistics that show you that Daveflation is real. He just doles out the 5s far more liberally than he ever did before. And again, his explanation is, as time moves forward, wrestling gets better. Whether you agree with that, disagree with that, that's his methodology. They're his star ratings. You know, on one hand, I agree with the people who say it's one man's opinion and you can't really pay it all that much mind. That is true. On the other hand, it is Dave Meltzer, and a 5-star rating from Dave Meltzer really used to mean something. It didn't mean that you had to agree with his rating and agree that whatever match he gave 5 stars was automatically an all-time great match. But he was the top critic in pro wrestling for decades. And there was some cachet attached to getting a 5-star match, which at the rate he hands them out now, there's no question it's not as special. And something is lost with the rate that he hands them out. But it just is what it is. And when you look at Kurt Angle.
Hola, hola. My name is Ricardo. I am the host of the Lucha Jobbers podcast here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. We are a Spanish-speaking show dedicated to discussing and analyzing pro wrestling from all across the world. From AEW to CMLL, we talk about American wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and of course, Lucha Libre. If something big happened in the pro wrestling world, we will talk about it. So if you know Spanish or have a friend that knows Spanish or want to practice your Lucha Libre pronunciations, go listen to the Lucha Jobbers podcast right here in the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. Nos vemos por ahí.